A recent attack on Baptist Secondary School in Osogbo, the state capital, by some suspected hoodlums in school uniforms and the difficulty to identify the perpetrators leading to the closure of the school about 2 months ago, again raised the call for the outright abolition of the same school uniform policy in the state. One of the stakeholders, an educationist, Dr. Segun Bamidele, explained that the use of a single uniform for all public primary and secondary schools in the state had compromised the essence of uniform as a means of identification of different schools.
Or uniform for students and pupils represent identity. Because whereby pupils in primary school and students in secondary school use singular uniform, it's practically difficult to identify who do what, especially when it comes to issue of crime and all that.
Similarly, a parent, Mr. Babalola Oluwaseun, argued that there was no advantage whatsoever that could be achieved from the policy of imposing the same uniform on all public schools in the state in the last 6 years.
I've not seen any good that policy has done for this, and I can count several problems that it has created. So I agree with the present governor to reverse it.
A female school teacher who declined being mentioned explained that before the introduction of same uniform, it was easy to identify schools with disciplined pupils and students through punctuality, neatness, and good conduct in public, a situation which she described as a thing of the past. Speaking on behalf of secondary schools teachers in the state, chairman of the Academic Staff Union of Secondary Schools in Osun State, ASUS, Mr. Adedin Olusegun, said it was a unanimous view among teachers that government should allow each school design its own uniform, as it is the practice elsewhere in Nigeria.
Same school uniform has a lot of difficulties we are facing with it. Same school uniform makes it very difficult for us to identify students from previous schools, and it encourages a lot of criminal activities from among the students.
However, the state government explained that it was not in a hurry to review the policy, but it will listen to the opinion of majority of the people. Special advisor to the governor on education, Alhaji Jamiu Olawumi, told Radio Nigeria that it was the people that would decide what should happen to the same uniform policy.
If you have a community, they have a dance school, they are development associations, they are in position of power, they own the future of their own community. If they want to do it, what the ministry will do is to modulate.
It will be recalled that in the third year of his administration in year 2013, the defunct administration of Mr. Rauf Aregbesola launched the single uniform policy. At the launch of the program in August 2013, Mr. Aregbesola said the decision to give the students common uniform was made with the aim of giving them a common identity and purpose, as well as a sense of unity and pride, which had been lost in the decay that sat in public schools in Osun State before his administration. The policy was vehemently resisted by parents, religious organizations, and other stakeholders. But the government had its way, and the common uniform, which was solely produced by the government through its Omoluabi garment factory, became a norm in the state. From Osogbo, Adeniton Akinola, for Radio Nigeria.